Karen, this year's Mike Greenwood Trophy is upon us, and another fantastic pre-season event.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that the girls always look forward to every year. You know, Mike is dear to everyone's heart at Thunder, so to be able to play in the tournament and give the girls a run out before the start of the season is really important to us.
And obviously important to recognise the part he played in Northwest netball as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, he's had impact on a lot of our careers that are still involved with Thunder. So to be able to recognise him and the girls to go out there and do him proud and show that his legacy still lives on is, you know, it's a really good way of doing it.
Year on year as well, it's always well supported as an event.
Yeah, most definitely. We always get really good crowds in, and I know we're still appealing to get the crowds in over this next week. Ticket sales are going well, but we can still push on. We've still got a few more tickets to sell. Obviously, we're playing in a new venue this time round at Bellevue, so we can hold an extra 1,000 fans. So we're looking to get it packed to the rafters and show what support we can bring out in Manchester.
And Bellevue, you'll be playing a few games in the league this season there as well, won't you?
Yeah, we've got 3 televised games against, I think it's Mavericks, Wasps and Bath playing at Bellevue, so that there'll be massive games that we'll be looking to sell out, and hopefully maybe in the future look to have that as our permanent home venue if we can get the crowds in, week out.
And the way things are going with the likes of London Live and Super 10 playing in these big arenas, it's nice for you and it's nice for the players as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had, for the last couple of years, we've had arena games where, you know, we played our semi-final against Mavericks 2 years ago and we played Yorkshire Jets last season, and we had a really good crowd for both events. So to try and build on that year in, year out. You know, we haven't got an arena game this year, but being able to get 3 games at Bellevue with crowds of up to 2,000 people will be huge for us.
And the final V-Storm as well. I was sat behind you, but we won't mention that, shall we?
Oh, no, we'll leave that one in bed.
And it's nice this season as well, coming up, that you'll actually get a chance to league Thunder. Long time due.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's a long time, Gene. You know, I've been busy with Thunder for a long time, both as a player and as a coach. You know, I've been involved since the birth of Super Cup back in, I think it was 2002. So, you know, I've always been black and yellow, and, you know, I've always been involved, whether it be as a player or a coach. And I've sat behind the scenes and done some work with the girls when I was in my position with England Netball as performance pathway coach. So I've done my time with the youngsters coming through, and Thunder's reaped the rewards of that over the last few years as well. So I think it's, you know, it's a good time for me to step up and prove what I can do with the senior squad as well.
Have you had a good pre-season? Has it gone all right?
Yeah, it's been good. We've got a few new faces in our team this year. You know, we lost quite a lot of players in the off-season, so to bring in some fresh faces and bring some of our youngsters up from the under-19 and under-21 squad, it's going to be a really exciting time for us. And the girls have shown, you know, real commitment to what we've done so far and real belief in what I'm asking them to do. And hopefully that will show on court.
Emma as captain, was that a bit of an easy decision for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with Emma and coached Emma, and, you know, she's a great person to have out there on the court. And I think she's one of these players that is very underestimated. You know, she's not one of these players that's a wow player, but she gets her job done. She comes out with ball when you least expect it, and, you know, sometimes she hits the floor, but she always bounces back. And, you know, she's a real team player, and Thunder's through and through in her as well. And to be able to pick somebody like Emma and have Catherine and Kerry supporting her, I think it's a really strong leadership team for us.
Thunder fans are obviously in for a treat as well with the addition of Silverfern Liana.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were excited to have her on board last year, but unfortunately we didn't get a full season out of her. But she brings so much to the squad with her experience being a world champion. You know, you can never underestimate what that can bring to you. And she's so good with the girls, like the young ones. You know, she tags on with them at training and really makes sure she pushes them and gets the best out of them, and has a really good input to the coaching team as well. So, you know, she's invaluable to us, and hopefully we'll get a full season out of her this year, and she can show the Super League what she's really capable of.
And the trophy, in a way, is almost a curtain raiser to this season. As a coach and as a player, do events like this signal of a fact that it's getting close?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you say, it's something that we always look forward to. It's just a couple of weeks later than what we normally have it, but the season itself starts a couple of weeks later. So time-wise, it's probably similar in terms of the run into the season. Every team that's in the MGT this year have got a brand new lineup, so it'll be interesting to see what the other teams have got, and test some new blood on our behalf as well, and start testing out combinations to see what might actually work for us come February.
Everybody's obviously released the teams, and we can all see what they look like on paper, but until you actually play them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can look at the teams on paper and say they've got a really strong 12, but those 12 players are individuals. They've got to be able to come together and play as a team, and if they can't play as a team, then you're not going to get the results that you want. So until you get out there on the court, you can't say, well, they're going to be title contesters, because you don't know how those combinations are going to work.
How do you see these Jamaica games coming up?
I think it's going to be a really tough test for England. You know, we saw them out there in the quad series a couple of months ago, and the results didn't necessarily go the way that we would have liked, but I think Tracy will have got a lot out of it. I think Jamaica played New Zealand recently as well, but they're fielding a different 12 for the up-and-coming test series. They've got Janelle Fowler-Reed back in the lineup and Paula Thompson, and that for them is huge. You know, Janelle in the shooting circle, you know, she's going to be difficult for anybody to mark. So, and with the experience of Paula Thompson feeding her, it could be a real tough ask for England. But, you know, having seen some of the players in training and hearing what's going on behind the scenes, I think England have got a really good chance of taking the test series.
Tickets now on sale for the Mike Greenwood Trophy.
Yeah.
You can find out more at the mgt.co.uk.
Yeah.
It's going to be taking place on the 10th of December?
The 10th of December, yeah, but I think it starts about 11 o'clock in the morning, so it'll be a great Christmas event, and I think we're urging fans to come along in their Christmas jumpers and Christmas outfits and really get into the spirit of things.
And plenty of Thunder fans will be there, obviously, but I think events like this, it's just nice to get the support from all teams taking part.
Yeah, I mean, if we can attract fans of netball from all over the country, then that'd be huge for us. You know, we've got Wasps playing, who are a brand new franchise, so, you know, we never know, we might get some Wasps fans travelling up from the West Midlands, and everyone's excited to see what they look like and how their combinations run.